About this country, it's in the middle of a goddamn jungle where you can go 5,000 miles, too. You want to get away from the National Youth Corps or the CIA or whatever the hell else you want to get away from, you can get out there. Because pythons, you can predict a python. Or the jumping tintin, whatever you call that damn spider. What do you know?
That's right.
You know how far he jumps.
Tintin. They don't jump unless you provoke them anyway.
He was damn well provoked. He was... He wasn't looking at me at that pineapple stem. He was getting ready to jump. I'm glad you informed me about their jumping characteristics, because I can tell this is a very strange looking spider.
They're supposed to be unafraid.
Huh?
They're supposed to be really unafraid.
He wasn't a bit afraid. And I could tell he was getting to do something like a leap. I knew he could leap. And then you confirmed it. I thought, I said, there's no doubt about what he is. And you said he could leap. I knew that was a ting-tang, not a tarantula.
Ting-tang is poison, too. Ting-tang.
Huh?
A ting-tang is poison?
I don't know whether it poisons or not.
It's supposed to be. Supposed to be badly poisonous.
Most spiders, as hard as a spider in the world, is poisonous to the point of killing you, though.
I don't think so.
Is there? You're pretty averse to that, as I recall.
I don't know what I only know what they tell me here. In the States, they say the black widow will kill you, but
it won't do it. I was bit by a black widow because of the people messing around in the wood pile one time. You remember where you were up there? The black widow bit me.
Is this supposed to make you sick? And then they say that the tarantulas bite you, but I read about them. They only like a wasp sting. But that thing must nothing. Be the worst one.
I've seen people bit by tarantulas.
Doctors here prescribe the same medication for a series of mosquito bites that they prescribe for a tarantula bite, so it can't be that bad.
But that thing is supposed to be worse than a tarantula. Well, what does that mean?
Ting Tang. Well, find out about the Ting Tang, because you got one up there with that pineapple.
Well, I chased him off when I was walking down the road.
Huh?
I chased him away.
He left the pineapple?
Yeah, I tried to kill him and he split.
No, better than be picked in his place. But as I say, you can predict a Ting Tang, you can predict a goddamn rat. What's your jumping snake down here?
Laboria.
Laboria.
And it jumped in 5 feet.
The Bushmaster doesn't bite.
Up like a worm.
Doesn't bite so quick, though, they say. The Bushmaster won't bite you unless you really mash him or something.
He very poisonous too.
They're the most poisonous snake in the world.
Which
ones? They bite high. They cause internal hemorrhage.
I heard it was Laboria is the fastest striking snake, and that Bushmaster is the poisonous.
Laboria could strike you, and I don't know how many times you just
five or six times.
I walked on Laboria last week, and it didn't strike. Thank you.
Like the lower
father. Walking on Laboria,
it's not struck. One of them stuck his body bite in his head and missed.
Tommy
cries.
They don't miss. Sight problem is not, never off.
He missed and hit his head on the wall.
Well, that's why we're not going to be taking any sudden, quick suicidal missions. Revolutionary suicide has to be a part of your thoughts, at least. If there's not a chance in a million happening, you got to be prepared to do anything to bring about socialism. The Bush, you stepped on what now? The Bushmaster?
I stepped on the
Laboria. When our first time here, Suzanne was there, and she looked and she said, what's this? Crawled over her feet. Over in the old Matthews Ridge, just crawled right over her feet. Those government people leaped up and says, my God. They all jumped up. What's his name? He remembered.
Mm-hmm.
Shaw.
Shaw.
Romaine. They watched that thing. They got everything they could stamp on that damn snake. And he just crawled right over Suzanne's legs. She just watched it crawl. The damn Laboria right in the government chambers.
I got back down here because whenever we came, they asked us, whenever I first had to go down to the shop, they asked me if Paula was the girl who the Laboria crawled over there in Matthews Bridge.
Suzanne, my daughter.
Yeah, and that's why I said no, she had to go back to the States.
I think the city's more dangerous than the bush anyway.
It is.
Yeah, you bet your ass it's more dangerous. You're right.
I think we all should get Father rest now.
Yes,
we should get him.
Well, it's all right. It's a pleasant relief to talk to you. There, you can delay. You're getting up in the morning, no way?
Not for some of us. Some of us have to get up.
Oh, okay. You better go, then.
Oh,
Jerry's got to pick up the workers at 6:30.
I got a little
breathtaking.
But don't be surprised about that other thing. Don't be worried about it, because we don't, we're not quitters. Because they ain't going to do it, we'll do it.
That's right.
Even that would have been quick. It would have been very exciting if you'd been participating. Who gives a damn difference how you blow up the washroom? What the hell is the difference if you do it as a Republican or a Democrat or a fascist or a homosexual or what the shit? Don't make anything like that. Just get it blown up.
Right.
You see, they see the point. That's the rationale behind it. Get the job done. But if you, being socialist, like the Battle of Algiers, and I want to get that film, I'll try to get that film done for you. That's amazing. The Battle of Algiers is an amazing film. The colonialists killed off all the leaders of the Algerian Revolution, socialist revolution there. Killed them all off. Got them quartered in one city and murdered every blessed one of them. It shows you the films graphically of them carrying out their babies. Killed them from man, woman, and baby. You know what that did to people? It stirred them up so much that 2 years later, people that were not committed to socialism became socialism. Socialists and won the battle.
Mm.
Beat the French and the Americans out.
Mm.
Drove them to the sea. So if our dying for something gets somebody else awakened, you should be prepared to do that.
Be fun to die.
And if you die as socialist and you kill socialism, then you have served no purpose. If you die as fucking Republicans or something like that, you get people mad at Republicans, then you serve your purpose. Who gives a shit if they're really where they ought to be as socialists? Who gives a shit what history has to say about you?
Yeah.
Now that's an egotist is talking then.
So you die and get it over with anyway.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, go, friends. I chatted enough.
No, you're going to go out.